A Prayer for Loved Ones Who Are Far From God by Debbie McDaniel, read by Leah Martin. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. Luke 19:10. God's hope for us this season is this: He is able. Keep on praying, my friends, for all those you love whose hearts seem far away. Don't ever give up. There may be friends and family we love who have pushed away any need of Him. They've chosen another path. And maybe others we hold dear have bought into the lie that other things in this world can satisfy. Broken relationships, hurt, or harsh words may lead many to stay distant. And at times there seems to be such a deep rift it feels almost impossible that they'd ever be drawn towards the love of Christ. Yet no matter what the reason or how far gone our friend or loved one seems to have traveled, it doesn't change this assuring fact: God's love reaches. It's never too short to save, and He's never too weary of extending more grace. His power is limitless. His forgiveness is endless. The very reason Christ came was to seek and to save that which was lost. He came to reach. It's what He does best. And the arm of the Lord is mighty and strong. Let's pray. Dear God, we're thankful that You know our hearts, You hear our prayers, and You care about all that concerns us. Thank You that You understand these burdens we carry and how we want more than anything to see our loved ones come to You. Help us to remember that You love them more than we ever could, and that You desire to extend Your great love and forgiveness to the deepest part of their soul. We are forever grateful for Your healing power, for Your gift of mercy, and Your message of hope. Father, we ask that You would stop every plan of the enemy over those we love as we bring them before You right now. We pray that You demolish his schemes and that Your plans for good, for a future and hope would prevail. Please open up blind eyes that they may see Your truth. We believe in You to rescue those walking in darkness and to heal the deep wounds of all who have been hurt. We pray for the miraculous intervention of Your Spirit to draw them to Yourself, to work strongly on behalf of our loved ones who are lost and wandering. Lord, forgive our unbelief. Please forgive the times we've doubted that You could ever change a distant heart. Forgive our hard-heartedness, our weariness, or forgetfulness to pray continually. And thank You, God, that You never give up on us. Remind us again of how You've changed our own hearts, how Your miracle of life and hope has sprung up deep within our souls. We love You, Lord. We need You today and every day. We thank You that You hear our prayers and believe that You are at work even now, powerfully, faithfully, and miraculously, doing what only You can do. Thank You again for the most wonderful gift of our Savior, God with us. Thank You for Your great goodness and love. In Jesus' name, amen.
If you're hearing this right now, you're probably like, who the heck is this? And why are they playing during my favorite podcast? And I get it. I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I do want to introduce myself. My name is Trevor Tyson, and I'm the host of Trevor Talks, where we talk to real people about real topics and real stories. I just want to invite you, if you love podcasts, if you love music, if you love books and love hearing from the people who create it, come check us out at Trevor Talks. Simply go to Google or Life Audio, type in Trevor Talks, and it'll pop on up. Hope you have a great day.